You're listening to Morning Edition on Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. Good morning. I'm Steve Johnson with Raven News. The Manachkin Braves and the Sitka Lady Wolves have advanced to the second round in the state 3A tournament. The Sitka boys dropped their opening round game to Nome 45-41. The Manachkin Braves beat the top-seeded Barrow to move up 65-61. The Braves had three players in double digits. Cody Sherman scored 20, Jalen Prince 16, Dominique Hall 15. The Braves will play ACS at 8:30 p.m. The Sitka Lady Wolves beat the number 2 ranked Barrow to get to the second round 57-52. Freshman Sid Riggs led all the scorers with 18 points. The Lady Wolves will play ACS in the semifinals at 3:15 today. The Sitka boys will drop into the losers bracket and will play Monroe Catholic today at 11:30 a.m. The state tournament, unlike regionals, remains a single elimination format. The best the Wolves can do is fourth place. The tournament is being held at the Sullivan Arena in Anchorage. Researchers at the University of Alaska Anchorage are gathering regional data on domestic violence and sexual assault over the next few weeks. A telephone survey began on March 11th in some of the state's smaller communities, including Sitka, Kodiak, and Bethel. The survey is only for women over the ages of 18 and is intended to give researchers and policymakers a clearer understanding of Alaska's already high rates of domestic violence and sexual assault. KCAW's Robert Woolsey has the story.
The Alaska Victimization Survey sampled 800 women statewide in 2010 and delivered some staggering results. The work estimated that 59% of Alaskan women would experience intimate partner or sexual violence in their lifetimes. Gretchen Clark is a primary prevention consultant for Sitkins Against Family Violence, also known as the SAFE shelter. Clark says past surveys have been so broad that the results, though alarming, may mask the actual extent of the problem.
It's pretty safe to say that across the state and across the country, figures on domestic violence and sexual assault are lower than, they're very conservative numbers, and so we're trying to get a more refined kind of bringing the lens in even closer to try and find out what the true numbers are. It's safe to say they're underreported, and so we're just trying to find out at what level.
This year's survey will take an even larger sample, 1,100 women in smaller communities where some believe domestic violence and sexual assault rates may be higher. Small communities are of special concern. Julia Smith is SAFE's prevention coordinator.
Sitka is one of the recipients of the Rural Community Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault pilot grant. Sitka and Kodiak, Dillingham, and Bethel have all received this grant as of the last year. And part of this funding, part of the whole program is to do a regional survey on domestic violence and sexual assault.
Participation in the rural pilot project afforded Smith and Clark the opportunity to work with researchers at the College of Health and Social Welfare at the University of Alaska Anchorage to help shape the survey. Clark says that the survey asks very personal questions, perhaps painfully personal questions.
Have you ever been hit, punched, slapped, or kicked by a partner? Would be an example of one question that would be asked. Have you ever been forced to engage in sexual activity that included penetration against your will? So those are examples of types of questions. It's not all at that level of graphic detail.
The intimate nature of the questions has already prompted at least one call to police in Sitka shortly after the survey started last week. Clark and Smith stress that the survey is anonymous and that no data can ever be linked to the individual taking the survey. Any woman who agrees to participate in the survey can stop at any time. Clark says the survey is being conducted exclusively by women who have been trained to respond to the wide spectrum of possible reactions from the survey takers. The calls to police are unusual. More often, Clark says, the survey can be a form of catharsis.
Most women are really thankful for the opportunity to report what is so often silent and hidden for them, and that this is a chance for them to tell their story, to say what's happened, and to make their number count.
The survey is being conducted through random phone calls. The survey taker will identify herself as working for Precision Opinion and asked to speak only to women in the household over the age of 18. At the end of the full survey, which takes about a half hour, women will be offered a check for $20 as a thank you gift. The mailing address respondents provide will not be associated with the survey database. Julia Smith says the survey results should be compiled by the end of the summer. We'll have a better idea of domestic violence rates in rural communities then, and
we are also using these results to guide planning and policies and provide support for more prevention programming.
Women can expect survey calls through April. Women who want to take the survey but receive the random call at an inconvenient time will be permitted to reschedule. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
The sale of Ketchikan-based Alaska Ship Dry Dock to Portland, Oregon-based Vigor Industrial could present new issues for the Alaska Marine Highway System. With the acquisition of ASD, Vigor now operates 7 shipyards in the Northwest, 3 of which happen to service most of the Marine Highway fleet of 11 ferries. KRBD's Deanna Garrison has the details.
Vigor Industrial owns the largest shipyards in the Northwest, including the 60-acre Swan Island Shipyard in Portland and the Harbor Island facility in Seattle. In February, the company finalized its purchase of Alaska Ship and Dry Dock, which operates the state-owned Ketchikan Shipyard. Ferry Chief Mike Newsell expects the Marine Highway's relationship with ASD will not be adversely affected.
We are certainly interested in continuing our good working relationship with Alaska Ship and Dry Dock, whether it's owned by local Randy Johnson or whether it's owned by Vigor Industrial. We have developed a very good working relationship with that company. I think a lot of the employees, same employees, are still there. It's really the same group of people, just with a different management company running it. And we're optimistic that we will continue to have a good working relationship with them and that the Alaska Marine Highway fleet will continue to receive top-notch maintenance and support at that shipyard.
Well, Newsell says there's reason for optimism. He also says there's reason for concern. Virtually all of the shipyards that the Alaska Marine Highway contracts with for major capital projects are now owned by the same company.
You now have the 3 predominant shipyards that we Alaska Marine Highway System, have done business with. Used to be Cascade General Shipyard in Portland, an independent company, Todd Pacific Shipyard in Seattle, an independent company, and Alaska Ship and Dry Dock in Ketchikan, an independent company, are now all essentially the same company, Vigor Industrial.
Newsell says a recent purchase of ASD has some implications for the Marine Highway when it comes to executing federal contracts, which require fair and open competition.
Are 3 bids from those 3 companies 3 bids, or is that really 1 bid from 1 company that has the same name? In terms of meeting those at least federal contract requirements for full and open competition, we may need to solicit input from other shipyards further away or other shipyards that exist in Puget Sound. There are still some other shipyards that are independent in Puget Sound that may be able to do that kind of work. We may need to approach them and seek a bid from them for projects in order to ensure that we have that adequate competition in those projects. But those are all things we can work through. Nothing insurmountable there.
Adam Beck, who recently took over as the new general manager of ASD, says ASD and Vigor's other Northwest shipyards have and continue to face ample and robust competition from competing West Coast shipyards.
There's 2 different types of contracts that Alaska Marine Highway System does. There's the state overhauls, which there would be no change to those by state statute. If there's a capable shipyard in Alaska, that work stays in Alaska. So that remains unchanged. The second type of contract is a federal contract. And by federal requirements, the state is required to go out to what we call a coast-wide bid, which basically means that any shipyard that's capable of doing the work on the West Coast can bid that work. So there remains a whole host of shipyards on the West Coast that can do that work and can dry dock every vessel that Alaska Marine Highway System has.
If anything, Beck says the Marine Highway will enjoy cost savings that will be passed down by Vigor.
Really what we see is the financial backing of Vigor and the synergies that we create. As Ted Leonard said, it makes us more cost effective, and our bids are based on cost, and through efficiencies that we can gain, it brings our cost down and therefore it can bring our bids down. So if anything, we see Alaska Marine Highway as being the beneficiary of this in terms of lower cost, as well as potentially lower internal costs for them, where in the past Vigor was not able to do work in Alaska. We've been largely successful on their federal projects, but we've not had the opportunity to do that in Alaska. Now we have that as an option, and if we can do work in Alaska, that's people and things that they don't have to send to Seattle or Portland, and it can be be here in Ketchikan, which would lower their internal costs.
ASD and the Marine Highway are currently negotiating a contract that would allow ASD to partner with the state on the design of a new Alaska-class ferry. Once the design is complete, the construction contract will be put out to bid. ASD is planning to bid on the construction contract for that project. Neusol does not expect the Vigor purchase of ASD to adversely affect ASD's chances of winning the contract. If ASD is the successful bidder, Beck says Vigor would commit to constructing the vessel in Ketchikan.
If we're fortunate enough to receive that contract, we fully intend to build that ship in Ketchikan. I mean, we've said that repeatedly. We've put that in writing. I sent a letter into the paper. It's at the state's discretion how they want that contract to be, how they want it done, how they administer it, and what they put out for proposal. So we absolutely intend to build that ship in Ketchikan. We don't have any facilities like what they have, what Ada and others have in the state have built here in Ketchikan. And the workforce is very capable, and we absolutely intend to build that ship here if we're fortunate enough to get that contract.
The state has funded the new Alaska-class ferry to the tune of $120 million. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.
And that's all for Raven News for this hour. Our weather forecast for the remainder of today, rain and snow showers, temperatures in the middle to upper 40s, winds out of the southeast 10 miles per hour. Tonight mostly cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers, temperatures in the lower 30s, light winds. You're listening to Morning Edition on Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka.